better radio.
I think that line's been used and abused, and it doesn't really mean anything.
Just send us $3 trillion, and I'm telling you, we'll have a radio show that will be unbelievable. Now, we already do some things that are unbelievable.
That's true, too.
That's true. It's true news. That's what we give you.
Got to be true.
We give you the truth. It's the Bob Rose Show that couldn't be pulled off without Greg Cassidy. Greg's here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And there's probably thousands behind us somehow doing our work and bidding and research.
Sure there is.
We don't know who they are, and thank goodness they don't ask for a paycheck. So that's good. It is 6:09, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's Thursday. That's the big deal. It is a holding spot for Friday, because otherwise nobody's calendars would work.
True.
So here we are. A couple of things. Jab.
Yes.
Stick.
Yes.
Poke.
Ouch.
These are the things they want to do to kids age 5 to 11 now.
Hmm.
And we'll spend some more time on it later on, but I just want to get you started in the thought process, okay?
Okay.
Remember, it was just locked down for 2 weeks. We'll bend the curve. We'll be past this pandemic. We'll get through it. That was Fauci way back in the day. Then it was, don't wear a mask. They don't do any good. Then it was, wear a mask. They'll save your life. In fact, wear two literally said, wear two.
Yep.
Now we've gone all the way to a vaccine. And not just, hey, a vaccine, that's awesome. No, it's vaccine. It's so awesome. We're going to make you take it. If something is so awesome, you don't have to make me. You take that brand new Corvette right now, Greg. You get in there and you take it.
You can't make me.
You don't want it?
Well, I don't know. You're forcing it on me, which makes me wonder if there's something wrong with it.
Ah, wow. You are wise beyond your years, sir.
Thank you.
So, yes. It will be a mandate. I understand if you're high-risk scenario, but to force everyone to take it. Now, we've evolved, or devolved, to jabbing the children. Oh, the children. Ages 5 to 11 now. Oh, it's okay, because, you know, the FDA said it's okay. Oh, well, that's good.
I feel better now.
That's why there's no lawsuits against drugs that have been thoroughly tested by the FDA.
Maybe a few.
A couple.
Thousand.
There's never any, hardly any ads on TV for
side effects.
If this happened to you, if you took this drug. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a little of that. So now you take an age group 5 to 11, and you give them something that they don't really know what it'll do in the future. And somebody called in and said, you got to give them the jab and then find out what's in it, you know, saying that one of the experts said that. I'm still looking for it, but somebody did say that in a position of authority.
Yes,
it was.
Yeah.
We'll find out what the long-term consequences are, basically. Oh, really? I didn't name my kid Gerbil, so I don't really want him treated like one, you know? Here's some statistics for you. These are related to COVID-19 deaths, and you know how that works, right? If you die of anything and they test you and it turns out you had COVID-19, they're going to make it COVID-19 related. And then there are really COVID-related stuff, you know, heart and lung function and stuff like that you can directly say, okay, this only happened because of COVID. But of all deaths related to COVID, kids ages 5 to 11, how many kids do you think died from COVID so far in the last almost 2 years? 94.
Really?
Now 94. Now, remember, it's related.
So other issues there already, weight, illness, whatever.
Yeah, let's say it is 90. Let's give them full credit. It is 94.
Okay.
Well, how many kids do you think there are in the United States that are that age?
Wow, a bunch.
26 million, approximately. 26 million.
So while each child is important, if you're looking at a threat in the big picture, it's non-existent.
Well, if you want to save your kid's life and you're looking at statistically...
Right.
Don't put your kid in a car.
Oh, no.
because car wrecks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your kid go anywhere near the beach or swimming pools ever.
Drowning.
Mm-hmm. And then pray he or she never gets cancer, because right. that's a major killer, too, of children.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, of ages 5 to 11, 94 COVID-related deaths. You have to look at benefit and cost. What they do is an analysis, and they say, yeah, okay, certain amount of people are going to have a certain side effects. Some are going to be somewhat debilitating. Some may actually kill you. The number's very small, almost insignificant. Well, out of 26 million, the number 94 is nearly insignificant, statistically, mm-hmm. when they look at the efficacy and safety of these kinds of things. But there's another thing that you have to look at. Besides risk and cost, okay, the benefits versus the risks, is need, a need for it. If you've got kids dropping dead left and right, you'd say, there is a need. There's a need. But there's not a need. These are the least likely people to get severely hurt or to cause their death via COVID are 5 to 11-year-olds. So you got to think about that, the need for it and cause of death. And then what are the long-term side effects? They can't answer that question. And by the way, as you know, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am anti-mandate, the government forcing. Here, once again, the government is saying, you clearly don't know what's best for your child. We'll help you with that decision. Oh, no, we won't help you with the decision. We'll force it upon you. All right, so some food for thought to kick off your morning. It's Thursday. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and Governor Ron DeSantis is in charge, and he's fighting the Brandon administration. Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Let's go, Brandon!